The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Sota has been dedicated by our good friends and Talmid, Mr. Haimi and Dina Dana, Hashem Yishmonem V'Chayim, for the success of their children, and especially the Fu'as Shelema Moshe Ben Dina, ולעילוי נשמת יוסף בן סרינה, דוד בן פרידה, נעיר בן זוהרה, משה בן פייגה רות, שרה בת אסתר, פייגה רות בת אסתר, אל אסתר בת יוכבת. רוח השם תניחם בגן עדן, אמן. תזכו למצוות. Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Meyer Safdie, השם ישמר בחייהו, in honor of his dear grandfather, Mr. Meyer Mike Safdie. Hashem Aleihem Yehiyu. Amen. Daf Chaf Gimel. Today's daf is being studied at the Nishmat Manat Zekenati Yafa Batzara, Umor Zekeni Yosef Ben Sarah, Rabbi Abraham Ben Esther, Hashem Terhem Ben Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied at Fuash Shelema, Moshe Ben Dina, Asra, Ruhamu Batraha, Mishra Batraha, Inna Refer Aleim, Inna Refer Aleim, Fatah Nebuch, Fatah Nebuch, Fatah Nebuch, Fatah Nebuch, Fatah Nebuch, Fatah Nebuch, Amen. We begin today's daf on Chaf Bet Amud Bet, starting from the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, in zechut tola b'mayim hamarim. Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that we do not go with this concept of if she has a merit, that the merit will suspend the effect of the water. Because if you say that the water is suspended, if she has a zechut, you're going to dimin the effect of the waters in front of all the ladies that drink. Number one, you're going to affect the ladies that are going to drink, because they're going to think that nothing happens to the water, so they're not going to be afraid to drink, even though they are timeot. And the ones that drank already, there's going to be a la'az on them, that the people are going to say that they're really not teorot. The reason why they didn't blow up is because they really have a zichut. So Rabbi Shimon says, we don't go with this business. Meaning he holds, if a lady's guilty, there's no suspension of the waters. There's no anyan of zichut. She'omrim, the people are going to say, timeoten. People are going to say they're really timeot, ela shetalta lahem zechut. Now, if you remember, we had this concept the first time on Dav Vav. Tosfot had a question, which is kedai to say over his question and give at least one of his answers. Tosfot says that according to one version of the Gemara, everybody agrees that although that she doesn't blow up immediately, and if you hold zechut tola, it's a suspended situation. Could be up to 3 years later, she'll explode. In the same way that a sota usually explodes. But then the question then is, the Gemara does say that she is mitnavna. She begins to weaken. She begins to, her body starts to get sick. Her bones become heavy. So therefore, ask the Tosafot, from that alone, once she drinks the water, it's going to be evident that she's not innocent. Which means, how does Rabbi Shimon come along and say that if you're going to say zechut tata, it's going to cast dispersions on the water, everybody will see, maybe not a blowing up, but they'll see some sort of sickness that comes immediately after the drinking. So one answer to Tosfot is, it's not immediately. And even if you want to say immediately, Tosfot says, since it's not the exact punishment that the Torah says, the people are going to say, oh, she caught a cold, or it's something else. So even though something physically is going to happen to making her weak, the people still can cast dispersions and say the waters did not work on her. Not until 3 years later, when she finally blows up, that's already, you know, the people, they're not around, they didn't see it, they didn't hear it, so they're not going to know. The Gemara and Daf Chavav will deal with the question that in a case where you have Zechut Talta, and she is gradually getting weaker, can she live with her husband in the interim? Shitat Rambam is that she can live with her husband until she actually starts the blowing up and the signs that the Torah comes along and says, we'll wait for the Gemara and Chavav to see that opinion, what she does in the interim after the Zechut is Torah and living with the husband. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi comes along and says, Zechut Torah b'mayim ma'arenim. He says, no, Rabbi, that actually if she has Zechut, it will suspend the effects of the waters. Ve'ena yoledet, well, she's not going to give birth. If she's innocent, she gives birth. Ve'ena mishabah, nor does she become healthier or better. Ela mitnavna ve'holechet. If she becomes weakening and she becomes sick, slowly, it's a slow, gradual process. Lesof, at the end of the process, he meta be'ota mita. She ends up dying with the same death, meaning the swelling of the stomach, the falling, the collapsing of the legs, and the swelling of the face with the gidim, like we learned on the other daf. Nitmet minhata. Now we change gears a little. Let's say you have a situation where the minha of the sota became teme'ah. Or for that matter, any type of minha that is brought in the Beit HaMikdash. So let's review. There's a stage where the minha is designated verbally. That is the minha. At that point over there, the kiddusha is a minimal kiddusha. It's called kiddushat damim. It has a monetary value, meaning it is subject, if you need, it becomes tameh, for example, you're able to make pidyon, which means you can transfer the kedusha of the minha to monies, and the minha goes out to chulin. But once you put it in the kli sharet, now it becomes kedusha taguf, it is intrinsic, and therefore if it becomes tameh, there is no option of pidyon anymore, it has to be just burnt. So the Mishnah said that nitmeh minha ta'at, chelo kedusha bekeli, until it was put into the kli sharet, arei kechol ha-minachot v'tavdeh, as a regular deen of all minachot, what do you do with it? You make a redemption. You make a pidyon again, because that's kedushat damim. Maybe imim mishiket shabe keli. But once you place it in the keli, that's already kedushat aguf. Arehi kechol minachot v'tesaref, and it has to be burnt. Okay, goes out and it is burnt. Ve'elu sheminchotehem nisrafot. The following situations where you have a mincha that was mikudeshet already, and it is unable to be brought on the mizbeah for the following reasons, and therefore the deen is you must just burn it off the mizbeah. What are the following cases that the minachot are not brought? Number one, ha'omeret teme'ah anilach. Okay, simple case. They're in the process of the sota, and they, you know, they brought the minha, they have the minha in the keli, right? Everything's fine, they're going on for forward, and all of a sudden she admits. She says, I did it. Teme'ani. Teme'ani, that's it. You don't need the waters anymore. Game over. Take the minha now and just burn it. Next case. V'shebau la'edim shitema. Oh, witnesses came. And two witnesses show up and say, we saw that she actually committed the act. You don't need the sota waters anymore. The minha is nisrefet. V'omeret eni shota. Or she just comes along and says, I'm not drinking. Like we saw some cases that at a certain point, according to some she taught, she has the ability to say that what? She is not going to drink. Okay, she doesn't want to drink. So therefore, they burn the minha v'shebala in rotza lashkota. Or let's say the husband, for whatever reason, doesn't want her to drink. He'll give her a divorce. He doesn't want to drink the waters over there. Okay, she can't, well, she can't drink. Again, the point is, if she's not drinking, she's not bringing the minha. So for the minha has to be nisrefit v'shebala. Or let's say, on the way up to the Beit HaMikdash, the husband committed a sin. What was the sin? He went with his wife. Until the problem is solved with the waters of the sota, he is not allowed to be with his wife. Like the Pasuk says, that if he was with his wife, the waters are not going to work. Because the Pasuk says, V'niketa. So it says that the waters only work when the husband himself is also clean from sin. And therefore, since he was with his wife, on the way up to the Beit HaMikdash, waters are not going to work. No sota, no minha. Take the minha and burn it. Vechol hanisuot. Now the Mishnah gives us another din. We have a law like this. A kohen's minha is different than a regular person's minha. Now, when I mean a minha, I mean a regular minha nedava, or that he brings. Or let's say he has an obligation to bring a minha for whatever reason. So the law of a minha, the Torah says, is kalil toktar. The entire minha is put on the mizbeach. Where normally the procedure of a minha is, there's a kometz that's taken. Kometz is a scoopful that the kohen scoops up. The kometz is put on the mizbeach, and the shiraim, the leftovers, are eaten by the kohanim. Here, in the event of a kohen's minha, there's no kometz. The whole thing is just placed on the mizbeach. There is no shiraim. So now the Mishnah is going to discuss some of the laws surrounding a minha of a kohen. So the Mishnah discusses. Vechol hanisuot lakohanim. Oh, now let's say you have a lady, even Israelite. She is married to a kohen. Minchotehem nisrafot. The entire minha is nisraf. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Va'afidu karav akomes kelchato." Which means, let's say they went, they took a kometz, which we'll see why you have to take a kometz. Ve'lo nitmeu, and there was no tumah over here.
Tesrafim Shiraim Bebet Hadeshek in the Mefaresh B'Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain exactly why is that so. I just told you that Ibn Hav Kohen goes all on the Mizbeach. Our Mishnah is coming to tell you that what? That the Mincha of a Kohen, in the case of Sota, where his wife is a Sota, she's a Bat Israel, he's a Kohen. So it says that even if they took the Shiraim and put it on the Mizbeach, doesn't matter. The leftovers are not eaten as they are normally eaten. In the case of his, but in this case, the leftovers are actually placed on the Bet Hadeshin. They are not placed on the Mizbeah. We'll wait for the Gemara to tell us why that is so. Bat Yisrael shenisit lekohen, or for that matter, in a regular case, you have a Bat Yisrael that is married to a Kohen, Minhata nisrefet. Also, the entire Minha is going to be burnt, which means it is not brought on the Mizbeah, which means they bring the Kometz on the Mizbeah, and the rest of the Mincha is burnt in the Bet Hadeshin. The Kohenet, Sheniset Yisrael, well, that's a regular case. She's a Kohenet, the husband's a Yisrael, Minchata Ne'echelet, regular law. Comments on the Mizbeah, Shiraim are eaten. So the only difference that you just have to keep in your mind at this point is, when the husband is a Kohen, there's a different law regarding what is done with the Mincha. All of it has to be burnt, not necessarily on the Mizbeah. Part of it is on the Mizbeah, part of it is on Bet Hadeshin. So there's a difference when it comes to Minhat Kohen. Comes the Gemara and says, Ma ben Kohen le Kohenet. What is some of the differences between a Kohen and a Kohenet? That is a Kohenet, it's a female Kohen. You know, our father was a Kohen. So the Mishnah gives us some interesting Hadukim here. Number one, Minhat Kohenet Nechelet. Right? The Mincha of a Kohen, which means she's Yisrael, really. Now she's a Bat Kohen even. No, don't say that. She's a Bat Kohen. Her Mincha is like a regular Mincha of everybody else. It is eaten. She brings the Kometz when she brings the Mincha, and the Shiraim are eaten. Whereas Minhat Kohen in an Echel. Minhat Kohen, like I told you, is Kalil Toktar, is totally placed on the Mizbeah. There's no even Kometz. You put the whole thing on the Mizbeah. That's one difference between a Kohen and a Kohen. Look at the Rashi, third line, Minhat Kohenet, Bat Kohen, like we said, Minhata Ne'echelet, Dechol Minhat Kohen, Kalil Tiye, Lo Te'achel Ketiv, Aval Kohenet HaNesu'a LiYisrael, but have a regular case, she's a Kohenet, the husband's Yisrael, Ne'echelet, Vechen Kohenet Almana, well, let's say she's a Kohenet that she lost her husband, she's still a Kohenet, Ugrusha, she got divorced, she's still a Kohenet, Sheve Minhata Ne'echelet, she has a regular deen of a Yisrael, that the Kometz is brought, and the rest is eaten. Next difference, Kohenet mithalelet. The Kohen in mithalel is a very important halakha that says a female Kohenet, let's say she marries a divorcee, for example, or she goes with somebody that is, she's a divorcee that marries a Kohen who's not allowed. I mean, she goes to forbidden union. She goes with somebody that's forbidden. She herself becomes a halala. She becomes void from the kihuna herself. But she ain't kin, the man is a Kohen and marries a divorcee, for example, he does not become a halal, but the children will become halalim. So a lady becomes rendered pasul from a forbidden relationship, a kohenet, however, not a kohen. The kohen only can spoil his children, but the deen is that the kohenet herself becomes pesulah rashi, nafkamina. If she goes with a psul, she cannot eat teruma anymore. She loses her status of keuna. Kohenet mitame alamitim. Another case. A kohenet is able to be mitame to the corpses. Even though we have a law that kohenim cannot be mitame, however, a kohenet may be mitame. Ve'en kohen mitame alamitim. But not a regular man kohen. We'll see that in the Gemara. Kohen oche bekotche kodashim. A regular kohen is allowed to eat the status of korbanot arara kotche kodashim, like a hatat and a asham and a mincha. In kohenet ochel bekotche kodashim, but a kohenet cannot eat that status level of korbanot. So we have some differences here between kohanim and kohanot. Mabin ish leisha. Let's just go regular. What's between a man and a lady? Forget about kohanim then. I'm talking about regular Yisraelim even. What's the difference between a man and a lady? Some halachot. Ha'ish poreya uporem. A man is poreya uporem, which means if a law of tzara'at you have over here. So the law of tzara'at is that the man must grow his hair and also rip his clothes. So ha'ish poreya uporem ve'en ha'isha pora'at uporem. But the lady, if she's a tzara'at, she becomes teme'ah, but she does not let her hair grow, nor have to rip her clothes. Aish Madir et Beno Benazir. Like we learned in Masechet Nazir, a man is able to accept a Nizirut on his child when he's a Katan. And the Nizirut will go on him even after he becomes a Gadol. A father has that right. It's going to be Allah Kalam Shem Sinai. Ve'en Aisha Madir et Beno Benazir. But a lady is not allowed to accept a Nizirut for her child on her child. Aish megaleah al nizirut abiv ve'en aisha megaleah al nizirut abiyah. We learned the Masechet Nazir as well. Let's say a father accepted upon himself nizirut. He designated sacrifices for his korban. He subsequently died. The son is able to accept the nizirut upon himself and use his father's korbanot that he designated. But you cannot do that for a lady, which means a girl that accepts upon herself the zirut cannot use the korbanot of her father. It's also going to be halakha l'moshe misina ya'ish mekadesh et bito ve'en aisha mekadesh et bita. A man, a father, is able to accept kedushin for his daughter when she is a ketana, meaning he is able to marry her off even against her will when she is a ketana. However, a mother, a lady, cannot marry off her daughter when she is a ketana. Ha'ish mochiret bito. A man, a father, again, is allowed to sell his daughter into slavery to be a shifha. Ve'en ha'isha mochiret bita. But a lady, Torah does not give her the rights to sell the daughter into slavery. Ha'ish niskala arum. Ve'en ha'isha niskalat aruma. In the case where there's a mitat bed din, for example, sikila, the man has to be without any clothes on when he is stoned. And the lady, however, not the lady, is not stoned when she is aruma. She has to have clothes on. Ish nitle, ve'en aisha nitlit. After the punishment is met out on the mitat betin, the law says that you hang the victim on, not the victim, but you hang the perpetrator, you hang him on a tree. Want everybody to see exactly what he did and what he got as punishment, so nobody will do the sin again. That you only hang the man, you hang him till sunset, the Torah says. Vitalita oto alayitz. The Torah says only applies to a man, but you do not hang the lady on the tree after the punishment is met out. Last but not least, ishtim kal b'gnevato. A man steals money. He doesn't have money to pay back. He's able to sell himself, they sell him into slavery in order that he can make the reparations. However, a lady is not sold into slavery if she stole and cannot make the reparations. Now the Gemara begins its analysis. We said anybody that's married into the keuna, minchotehem nisrafot. Their mincha is all burnt. Kesad, what's the case? Kohenet, leviyah, v'yisraelit. Anybody, I don't care who the wife is. The wife doesn't matter who she is. Kohenet, leviyah, yisraelit. Shiniset, a kohen. She's married to a kohen. It's the case of a sota. En minchata ne'echelet. Her mincha is not eaten. Again, normally a regular case of minchat sota is like a regular minchat. The kometz goes on the mizbeah, and the shiraim is eaten by the kohanim. In this case, where the husband is a kohen, the entire minchat is burnt. Okay, now we're going to see exactly why is it so. Why can't you eat it? Mepeneh sheyesh lo helek ba, which means because he has a chelek in the mincha, and after all, he is a kohen. Ve'ena ola kalina. You can't put the whole thing on the mizbeach either. You have a catch 22 over here. If you're going to look at it from the husband's side, the whole thing's got to go on the mizbeach. So there's no shirayim. But if you look at it from our side, after all, it's her mincha as well. Well, her side, part of it goes on the mizbeach, and the leftovers are eaten. So therefore, you're in a dilemma. And really, it's a partnership over here. So therefore, what do? So it says, Ela kometz karev ba'atzmo. Take a kometz and put it on the mizbeach. That will satisfy both sides. Right? Because everybody will agree that even a kohen, you're putting the whole thing on. So you put the kometz on. But what are you going to do with the leftovers? Vashirayim kerevim ba'atzman. And then take the shirayim, the leftovers, and put them on the mizbeach separately. So you do it in two stages. Number one, put the shiraim, right? In the case of, it's a regular case of a mincha of a Yisrael, what's the law? You do a shiraim, you do a kometz, right? So take the kometz first, put on the mizbeach to satisfy if it's the ladies. And if it happens to be the kohen, so you take the leftovers and put them on the mizbeach as well, because that's what you do with a mincha of a kohen. So again, let's clarify what we're saying over here. And the Gemara is going to give an analysis. I have a kohen husband, I have a Yisraelite, or whatever, it doesn't matter what she is, a wife. she becomes a sotah. Now she brings the minhag to the Beit HaMikdash. Now I have a dilemma. If it was just a regular case of a kohen, I have no question. Just put the whole thing on the mizbeach. If everybody was Yisraelim, I have no question either. Take a kometz, put it on the mizbeach, take the rest and eat it. That's my issue. My issue is if I got his kohen and the wife of it. So what do I do over here? The whole thing goes on the mizbeach. But how to satisfy both sides of it? Take a kometz, that satisfies the ladies aspect of it. And then what? Take the leftover, don't eat it, because you got to satisfy the kohen aspect. Put it on the mizbeach as well. So at the end of the day, the whole thing is going to go on the mizbeach, but it's going to go on the mizbeach in two stages. The problem with that, the Gemara is going to have is the following. What do you mean? I can just say you do that. Ikri kan, it is happening over here, the pasuk, kol shumimenu la'ishim, harehu bebal taktiru, which basically, there's a law that says, this is the pasuk, yichot seor, v'chot devash lo taktiru, mimenu ishel la'ashem. The Gemara's doresh in Menachot, that the word mimenu is extra. So therefore they learn a derasha and they say like this, that once you put part of a korban on the mizbeach, the part that has to go on the mizbeach, it's asur to put the rest on the mizbeach, which means when you put mimenu from it on the mizbeach, that's the only stuff that goes on the mizbeach. The leftovers are not allowed to be put on the mizbeach as well. So therefore, how could you tell me over here, put the kometz, I got no problem with the kometz, you got the leftovers, to satisfy if it's a quiz thing, put it on the mizbeach as well. Hold it. If you tell me that this is har korban, on that side, these are shiraim. You're not allowed to put the shirayim on the mizbeach. So therefore, how could you tell me that this is going to satisfy Adrabah? This is going to be a halachic problem by putting everything on the mizbeach. You cannot put the leftovers of a korban on the mizbeach. This is considered shiir minah. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Yehuda bered Rav Shmuel ben Pazi demasik lehu lishum etzim. Oh, we have an answer. Put it on the mizbeach, but put it with a stipulation. And you say like this, if it's her korban on her side, then really it doesn't belong on the mizbeach. It belongs to, it should be eaten. The shiraim is eaten. So you know what? On that side, say, you know what? I'm putting it as fuel. I'm not putting it l'shem reyach ni hawa, l'shem minha. It's a fuel. You have to put fuel on them as well. It's considered fuel. I'm putting them in a house fuel. If it's the side of the Kohen, I'm putting them as well to be part of the Minha. Because this Minha goes on the Mizbeach, which means if you make the stipulation, you get out of the problem. We thought till now you're throwing it on the Mizbeach, Lishem Minha. I said, hey, you can't do that. In the side that this is Shirayim, lo taktiru mimenu, which means once you put part of it on the Mizbeach, you can't put the leftover. No, no, so you do it Lishem Ishim, do it for the sake of fuel, which means make the stipulation. Can it be in the eyes like the shitav? To be the eyes of detalia, to be the eyes of omer lereyach nichoach yatam maale, aval atam maaleu neshum esim. Good. Now that actually is a interesting case that we have over there in Masechet Zivachim. Over there, the case over there is, let's say you have the bones of a chatat and the bones of an ola. They're pieces of meat that got mixed up together. Now normally, a korban ola, the whole thing goes on the mizbeah. Chatat, only parts go on the mizbeah. You can't put the whole chatat on the mizbeah. That's not a chatat. What happened? The limbs got mixed up. So therefore, what is the bidah? Is it say, no problem, put everything on the mizbeah. I gotta put everything on the mizbeah. Maybe I'm gonna put the chatat. Put everything on the mizbeah, make a stipulation. Which means, if this is the chatat meat over here, it'll be fuel. If it's not the chatat meat, put it for the sake of the olah. So you see, that's where he holds, you can make this stipulation. Otherwise, you'd have a problem of putting everything on the mizbeach. Hachamim say, no, you can't do that. Hachamim say, you gotta take all the meat now, do not put anything on the mizbeach, let it spoil, let it lose its composure, its texture, its look, and then you have to take it into the Beit HaDesh and you have to burn it. So you see, at least according to me, the Ezer, the stipulation of Lishum Ishim, or Lishum Etzim, works. And that's what we'll do the same thing with the Mincha of a Kohen in this case over here. Take the Kometz. Well, again, what is the Kometz satisfying? Our side. Right, if she's it's her, she's the husband and wife. She has part of the mincha as well. Her side mincha kometz, beautiful. What about leftovers? Well, if it was her side, I'd say to eat it. But hold it, you got to factor in the husband. Husband's a kohen, can't eat the kashidaim of mincha of a kohen. Also, take it, put it on his back. I get you put it on his back. This is the leftovers of a mincha. Stipulation like who? Like Rabbi Eliezer that we saw in Masechet Zevachim. It's just like he makes a stipulation by the bones of the Hatat and the Ona. So too, you can make the stipulation here as well. Comes the Gemara and says, well, that's only good according to Rabbi Eliezer. Ani Rabbi Eliezer, they eat the Aisevara. They go with this logic. The Rabbanan, according to the rabbis, the rabbis over there, we just taught you in Masechet Zevachim, they don't go with this business of making a stipulation, putting it on the Mizbeach L'shem Itziv. So how are they going to say that you put the mincha on the Mizbeach? So the Avdi Lehu, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, we introduce a new shita. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, the Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, a komets karev be'atzmo, Vashirai mitpazrim al bet adeshen, which means now we're introducing a new shita that in this case over here, don't put the leftovers on the mizbeach like we thought till now. Put the leftovers on bet adeshen. So you're satisfying both cases, which means you're going to take the komet, or komet satisfies that. Shiraim I can't eat, but you can't put it on the mizbeach because you cannot make a stipulation. So take the komet and put it on the bet adeshen. Where does the bin ezer shita, or the bin ezer b'rabbi Shimon, where does he get a shita from? So it's actually also from Masechet Menachot. We're talking about over here a menachat chote of a kohen, which means, let's say a kohen makes a sin. Example, he went to the Beit HaMikdash when he was tamei, or let's say between Sfatayim he made a shivua. Okay, so the law is that when he goes into the Beit HaMikdash when he's tamei or something like that, he has to bring a mincha. If he's a poor person who cannot afford the regular standard sacrifice, so there's a fluctuating korban based on his economic status. It's called the korban ole ve-yored, right? The korban goes up and down based on his economic status. Let's say he's a yored, let's say he's an ani. So the kohen has to bring what's called a minhat chote. Now, we have a fantastic machloket over here between the rabbis and Rabbi Shimon. Now, what does it say by a minhat kohen that he's a sinner? I'm going to quote you the pasuk. Vayita la kohen kiminha, and it'll be to the kohen like a mincha, which means minhat chovato shel kohen. Now we know that a regular mincha of a kohen, which I told you already, is what kalil tuktal. The entire item is brought on the mizbeach, which means, let's say a kohen brings a nedava. Let's say a kohen wants to bring a nedava to the Beit HaMikdash. Everybody agrees a nedava of a kohen, minhat kohen nedava, is placed on the mizbeach in its entirety. By the minhat chote, by the minha of a sinner when he's a kohen, the Torah says he will bring it like the mincha. So the rabbi, Rabbi Shimon, understands like the mincha, meaning like his mincha of nedava, just like his mincha nedava is all placed on the mizbeach. No comments, no nothing, everything's on the mizbeach. So too, the minhat kohen, when he's a sinner, also the entire item goes on the mizbeach. The Rabbi Shimon darish le lekra atamachi v'chi ne'emar v'ayta lekohen kiminhato lo ne'emar elam. Now, that is the opinion of, that's the first shita. That is the opinion of the Hakamim. However, Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, no, it doesn't say in the pasuk that the mincha of a sinner, minchat chote, brings it kiminchato. It says kiminha, like a mincha. Like whose mincha? Like the mincha of Yisrael. Oh, the mincha of Yisrael has a komets. Oh, so therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, he says that the minchat chote kohen is a komets brought. Oh, but it's not exactly like a mincha of Yisrael, because he holds that the leftovers you put on the mizbeach as well. So that's shita of Rabbi Shimon. Comes Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, and he comes along and says, no, in this case over here, you can't put the shiraim on the mizbeach. So what do? You take the shiraim and put it on the bet adeshen. So we have a three-way mahloket, how to learn minhat kohen when he is a sinner. Let's review the opinions. The rabbis hold it is like a regular minhat kohen nidava, that what? Everything is placed on the mizbeach. Very simple. Kim mincha. When the Torah says kim mincha, it means kim minhato, like his mincha. That just like his minhat nidava is all on the mizbeach, so too when he's a sinner, he brings it all on the mizbeach. Comes to Bishimon and says, does it say kim minhato? It doesn't say minhato, it says mincha. Like the mincha, like the mincha of Yisrael. Just like the Minhavi said, there's a komets, so there's a komets here as well. But it's not exact like the Minhavi Yisrael, because the Minhavi said the Shiraim is eaten. In this case, the Shiraim is going to go on the Mizbeach as well. Comes to Bilya'ez, the Mizbeach does nothing doing. Yeah, you'll take a komets, I agree with you on that point, but once you take a komets, you cannot put the leftovers on the Mizbeach, because we have the law over there that you cannot put the leftovers. And he does know that you can make a stipulation as well, the shem, it seems. So he said, what do? You take it and you put it on the bet addition. So they've, oh, Once we found already this Bet HaDesh in Shita, we're satisfied now with exactly what the Mincha of a Sota. Let's go back to our case. You have a Sota, she's a Kohen, or he's a Kohen, she's whatever she is, doesn't matter. So now our problem was, according to the rabbis, that say you can't do stipulations. Hey, what are you going to do with the leftovers? No, we haven't found the Shita. Take the leftovers and put it in the Bet HaDesh. Comes the Gemara and says, Va'afilu Rabbanan, no padigi alid rabbi elazab rabbi shuan elab minchat choteh shel kohanim debat hakravai. And even the rabbis over there that said the minhat choteh of a kohen goes all on the mizbeah. Did I tell you the three shitot? I said the rabbis hold that the minhat choteh is like the minhat nedava. They only said that by a regular minhat choteh of a kohen that is able to go all on the mizbeah. But even they will agree that in the case where you have the husband is a kohen and the wife is the Israelite, like the case of the sota, even they will agree, put the kormitz on the mizbeah and put the leftovers on the bet hadesh, because you have no option. So therefore we have two basic answers to what you do in a case where the kohen husband and his wife have a sota situation. So one answer will be, take kormitz, put it on the mizbeah to satisfy her part of the mincha. Take the leftovers and put it on the mizbeah as well with a stipulation, l'shem, it seems, for firewood. But according to those opinions that don't work with that stipulation, they will say to do what? Put the kormitz on the mizbeah. Take the shirayim and put them on Bet HaDesh. That's the way we're going to answer that. Keep in mind, but in a regular case where everybody's Israelim, then the simple way is you do the kormitz and you don't put anything on the mizbeah after that. The shirayim is taken and eaten by the kohanim. Comes the Gemara and continues. Bat Yisrael nesuah. So we said a Bat Yisrael that is married to a Kohen, we said, Minahata Nisrefet. However, if she's a Kohenet married to Israel, then the Minahah is born in a regular way. My Tama, what is the reason for this? Which means, why, when she's a Kohenet, the law says that what? It's eaten like a regular Israel. Kometz with Shirayim. What's the difference? How do you know there's a difference between a Minahat Kohenet and a Minahat Kohen? How do we know that difference? So the Gemara says, My Tama Tama Kera Vechol Minahat Kohen Kalil Tiye Lo Tachil Kohen Velo Kohenet. Beferush Pasuk. Torah says Kohen. The Minahat of a Kohen, not the Minahat of a Kohenet. Kohenet mithalilet, kohen en mithalil. We know that a kohenet, if she goes with somebody she's forbidden, she herself becomes a halala, but the kohen does not. How do you know that? Minanat amar kira. Velo yehalil zar'o be'amav. Right? The kohen, let's say, marries a divorcee. Torah says, hey, don't mehalil your children. Zar'o mithalil, vehu enu mithalil. Yeah, his children are going to become halalim, but not him. The Gemara in Kiddushin is Doresh, when it says Velo Yahalel Shne Halulim, he's going to mehalel his children and he's going to mehalel his wife in the event that she will become Pasul as well. Comes the Gemara and continues. Kohenet Metameah, we said a Kohenet is able to become Temeah to Metim, whereas a Kohen male cannot. My Tama Markeda Emor Ela Kohanim Bene Aaron. Bene Aaron velo benot Aaron, which means only the sons of Aaron have the law of the nefesh, lo yitama be'amav, not the daughters of Aaron. Kohen ochel b'kodshei kodashim, a Kohen is able to eat kodshei kodashim, means korban hatat, korban asham, and menachot, but a lady Kohenet cannot eat. Ad dechtiv kol zachar bebnei Aaron yochel enna, only the zecharim, not the nekevot. Uma ben ish, what is the difference between a regular man and a lady? So the first difference we said was the mitzorah, that a mitzorah, a man becomes tamei mitzorah, and he has to grow his hair and let his hair, let his clothes, he has to rip his clothes like an avin. A lady does not. Rabbanan ish, it says in the pasuk by mitzorah. The Torah says ish saruahu tamei yitameinu. Any ela ish. I only know that a man can become even a mitzorah bechlau, which means I only know that tumat mitzorah only goes on a man, because the Torah says ish isha minayin. How do I know that a lady is even in the perasha of tzarat that she can be subject to the tumah bichlal? So the pasuk says, "Omer vehatzarua asher bo." The Torah, when it's giving me the laws, it tells me the ishkiye negat, tzaru, and then it's about tzarua. We know we're talking about a mitzvah already. We have to tell me again, and the leper. We're talking about the leper. You just told me the guy has leprosy. Also, it's coming to include somebody else. Hare kan shnayim. It's coming to include somebody else. Not only a man can become a leper, but also a lady can get tum'at sarat. Imken, well, you would have thought maybe the Torah, when it says sarat, only applies to a man. And matamudomar ish. So what does the Torah have to tell me, ish? Because you tell me it applies to everybody. So why would the Torah then tell me, ish? It applies to everybody. Why single out a man? Because the Gemara says le'enyan shelemata, which is under the next pasuk talks about what the procedure. Man has to let his hair grow, lest the rip his clothes. So therefore, legabe that ish. But legabe isha, no, she becomes tamei metzora, but no laws of growing hair and ripping the clothes. So there is a difference between a man and a lady in the law of sarat. Come to Gemara and continues. Ha'ish madir et beno ben nazir ben eisha madir bena ben nazir. We learned the masek of nazir. A man is able to accept upon a nazirut for his son. Right? The son therefore has to fulfill this vow that the father put on, but a mother cannot madir her son in nazirut. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halakha hi ben nazir. Finish. Halakha la Moshe Mishinai. That's how we know this. Ha'ish megaleh al nazirut abi ven eisha megalachat al nazirut abi. As we learned in the Mishnah, a child is able to bring the sacrifices of his father that he designated for nazirut. If the father died, the son can pick up those korbanot for his own nazirut, but a daughter cannot. How do you know that? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halakha hi ben nazir. It's also halakha la Moshe Mishinai. Ha'ish mekadeshet bito ve'en ha'isha mekadeshet bita. A man is able to mekadesh his daughter when she is a ketana, but a mother, a lady cannot. Dichtiv et biti natati la'ish hazeh. Natati, which means the man saying, I gave over my daughter to this man. Doesn't say it by the lady, right? It's be'abiya. It's talking about the father. It's be'amar, abiya na'ara. The father says, et biti natati la'ish hazeh. So you see that the Torah gave the power to the father, not to the mother. Ha'ish mukar Mocher et bito ven aisha mocher et bita. Father can sell his daughter into slavery as a shifra, however, not the mother. Dichti v'chi yimkor ish et bito. Right, the man sells the daughter, not the mother. Ha'ish niskal arum. A man is stoned without any clothes on. Ma'itama because the v'ragemu oto. It says, and you will stone him. Mai oto ilima oto velo ota. Maybe it means to tell me that only a man gets stoned and a lady is not in the parasha at all of stoning. Can be vaketiv otzeta et aisha o et aisha. It's talking about a case of when they worship Avodah Zarah. Torah says you take both of them out, the man and the lady, and you stone them to death. She brings another pasuk of Naharam orasa that she was again, she went with another man. Torah also says you take both of them out and you stone them. So you see a lady's in the parasha of stone. So you can't tell me the pasuk of Veragemu Oto is coming to exclude her. She's also stoned. Ela Oto Belo Kesuto means him. It's coming to exclude him without his clothes on. Belo Kesuto. It's Arum. Belo Ota Belo Kesuta. But not her without her clothes. So the Oto is coming to say him without clothes, but not her without clothes. Obviously, that's the Sanyan of the Tziniut. Comes and says, Ha'ish nitle ve'en ha'isha nitle. After the stoning is done, after the punishment, capital punishment, we hang the man until the evening, but we do not hang the lady. Ma'ita markera ve'talita Oto al etz Oto. Velo ota ha'ish nimkar b'gnevato ve'en ha'isha nimkeret b'gnevata. Man is sold into slavery if he's stolen, cannot repay, but a lady is not. Ma'itamar kerav v'nimkar b'gnevato. He is sold in his thievery b'gnevato velo b'gnevata. Hadran alach haya notel.